I do not have a connection to the Parsha, but we are coming upon another holiday for another religion. We are in a season where people will be throwing around different terms, either regarding the God of that religion or the religion itself. And before we get to the details, so we want to understand when is a person or what is a person allowed to say. And we know there are different minhagim, certainly amongst the Ashkenazim, in which we come up with catchy nicknames for their God or perhaps their holiday as well. So we want to discuss those issues when it comes to the prohibition in the Torah of mentioning Avodah Zarah. And this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parachav Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel. The Torah says, V'chol, Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishmeru, whatever I told you to shamer, you should be careful. The shame Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru. You shall not mention the names of other gods. Lo Yishama Al Picha. It shall not be heard from your mouth. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Ach Samach Gimel Amid Beis says, the Tanya, as it was taught in the Brisa, the shame Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru. Shal Yomar Adam Lachaveru Shamor Li Bitsad Avodah Zarah Plonis. So you should, don't say, meet me at the corner by this place of Avodah Zarah. For example, don't meet the corner of this church. You shouldn't give a place of Avodah Zarah as a landmark to use in order to get places, which sometimes can be difficult because very often the right turn you need to make is by that church. And therefore, one needs to be careful not to give places of Avodah Zarah as landmarks. Then, lo yishmal picha, shall not be heard by your mouth, shalo yidor bishmo, you shall not make a neder in its name, v'lo yikayim bishmo, v'lo yigram lachem shidu bishmo, you should not do other things that will cause other people to make vows in its name, v'yikayim bishmo, and it should be filled in the name of this Avodah Zarah. This is side of the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. The entire siman, which is not very long, is about this issue of mentioning and using the names of Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Hanoder Onishba B'Shem Avodas Kochavim, Hareza Loka, if you use the name of Avodah Zarah in order to take any oaths, you will get Malkus. It's also to even mention it. Whether you need it or you don't need it. One should not use or mention the names of Avodah Zarah. You can mention the names that are in the Torah. Legad Shulchan gives other examples in the Navi Yeshaya that tell us where the Navi himself did use and talking about issues of Avodah Zarah that the Jewish people were worshipping. So if it's in the Torah mentioned already, we see the Torah has given us a heter to mention that Avodah Zarah. But if it's not in Tanakh, then you do not have a heter to mention that name of Avodah Zarah. There is a Gemara in Masechas Avodah Zarah in Daf Nun Amud Aleph. It's not here on the sheet, but the Gemara there has a discussion about the Avodah Zarah that is titled Markulis. Markulis is a type of Avodah Zarah that was popular in its day. And there, Tosos cites Rabbeinu Tam, who asks, how can the Gemara mention the name Markulis? How is that permissible if we have a whole pasuk, a whole drasha, that you can't mention names of the Avodah Zarah? How can the Gemara do that? So it's not said in the Torah, the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as we said before, said that one who mentions any of these things, it's Asur. So Rabbeinu Tam answers that the real name of the Avodah Zarah is really Kilos, meaning praise. That's the actual name of the Avodah Zarah. And the Chachamim named it Markulus, which is based on the idea that the word prefix Mar means to switch something around. So it's not praiseworthy. Markulus is really a name that comes to make fun of the original name of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara, in fact, is really not mentioning Avodah Zarah at all. Now, the name of Markulus would mean the opposite of its original intent. And as we explained, that this is not a problem. This is Sa'id l'halacha by the Magen Avraham in Reish Chaf Dalet and the Mishnah Berurah, because there the Shulchan Aruch discusses the bracha that one makes on seeing the Avodah Zarah that was destroyed of Markulus. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, oh, you can mention this name because it's not really the name of the Avodah Zarah. So we see it comes out, halacha l'maisa in halacha, that we can mention this Avodah Zarah because it's not really the exact name of the Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Berurah says they are perish chiluf kilus, the opposite of praise. To us lahazker Avodah Zarah, b'shma, it's also to mention Avodah Zarah by its name. But we often do mention Avodah Zarah in its full name. So how is this permitted in cases where we do come across cases where Avodah Zarah is discussed? And what is the heter to mention Avodah Zarah. So there's a comment of the Shiari Knesset HaGadolah here by Rechaim Ben Arista there in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Zayin Yeredeya, where he says, "Lahavon Lahoros Muta Lahaskir Af Avodah Zarah She'ena Ksuv B'Torah." If you want to come to teach about Avodah Zarah, you should know, and I'm going to teach you the halachos, that one should not do this thing with Avodah Zarah. One should know that this is what we feel are the issues with this type of Avodah Zarah. This is the problem with this type of Avodah Zarah. And you're teaching people about what is incorrect in this Avodah Zarah. What are the problems with this Avodah Zarah? So says Reb Chaim Ben Arista, that is 100% permissible for the case of teaching Torah. The other hetzer is cited by the Yerayim. And the Yerayim says in Reish Mem Hei, that if the Avodah Zarah doesn't exist anymore, and it was Nisbatla, we were Mevatel it, and it's not an issue anymore, and nobody observes or worships this Avodah Zarah anymore in history, then it's Mutter. And he also says that if the Torah mentions, then we have permission as well, as we saw before. And there's a brilliant comment by Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyone Hashas, there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samech Gimel. And he says this is in line with the Medrash that says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is also Shomer Torah Umitzos, right? There's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu also have to keep the Torah? Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu need to keep the Torah that he told us to keep? So says the Gilyone Hashas, if we see that the Torah is saying we can mention it, so it must be that it's mutter, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to keep the Torah that he gave us. So if Hashem said you can mention these Avodah Zarah, it must mean that it's mutter. But if it's not in the Torah, says the Gilyone Hashas, then it means that it's going to be usher, unless, as the Aram says, this Avodah Zarah is not in existence anymore. This is the sheet of the Aruch Lanier there in Sanhedrin, and the Chazanish in Yeredei and Simon Samach Aleph, and the Ruvo Sephraim as well. And the basis of Rizak Shvelkas in Yeredei Achelik Aleph in Simon Kuf Nun Beis has a whole discussion regarding Greek mythology. Are you allowed to talk about the names that we learned in grade school dealing with Greek mythology? Is that going to be a problem? Because these are all names of Avodah Zarah. Beis Yitzchak comes out with a heter, and one of the things that he discusses the possibility is the idea that these are not Avodah Zarah anymore. Nobody worships the Zeus and Athena and all these things. These are not around anymore, really, and just their remnants remain in Greece. And therefore, says the Beis Yitzchak, for this and other reasons, is allowed to discuss the ideas relating to Greek mythology, or use names of Greek mythology if you want to advertise your sneakers, like Nike. So that would be permissible, says the Beis Yitzchak. The Ari Leibowitz has, a shiur on YU Torah about the city of Mumbai. Mumbai is based on the name of Avodah Zarah in one of the Near Eastern religions, and therefore there's a big discussion how one can talk about the city Mumbai, if it is the Avodah Zarah that is still being worshipped, and how does one deal with those issues? So there's what to discuss about that. I saw recently in the newest edition, this is after Rabbi Leibowitz's shiur, in the newest edition of Sternbach's Shulchan Aruch Hagos and Chelek Vav in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, he also adds up to this discussion regarding the issue of the city of Mumbai. Now that we have background regarding what is and what is not prohibited, let's turn to Christianity. We're going to go in order. First, we're going to discuss his Yeshu's first name. Then we're going to discuss his last name. Then we're going to discuss the holiday named after his last name. And then we're going to discuss using the date from when he was born as we date our calendars. Not months and weeks, but rather the year that we count from. So let's go from the beginning. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim in the end of Perek Adaf. I'm not going to bring it over here because it's not in most editions. It's in the Frankel edition, but I didn't make a copy of the Frankel edition of the Rambam, and he brings it again in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam, in this uncensored version, because all the other previous editions of the Rambam were censored when talking about Yeshu HaNotri, so the Rambam tells us that his name was Yeshua, Yud Shin Vav Ayin. That was the name that was used, and that's his proper name in light of the Rambam. He repeats this pronunciation again in his famous Igeres Teiman to the people of Yemen. He repeats this pronunciation again of Yud Shin Vav Ayin being his actual name. And this is the understanding of Rabbeinu Ephraim as well. Rabbeinu Ephraim is one of the Rishonim, and he actually has a lot of different discussions in his Perush on the Torah regarding the name of Yeshu HaNotri. He writes in Parshas Vayelech that his name is actually Yeshua. It's also the opinion of the Piskei Harid there in the Gemara Sanhedrin that his actual name was Yud Shin Vav Ayin Yeshua. Now, the Piskei Riaz there in Sanhedrin says that his name was actually Yehoshua, not Yeshua, and Chazal named it Yeshu. As we'll get to the reasons later on, the name Yeshu is also found in the Sefer Nitzachon. The Sefer Nitzachon was written by Rav Yontif Lifman Milhausen. Rav Milhausen was a Rav who lived in the 14th century, and he engaged in a lot of debates with Christians and people in the church. And in his debates, you can see him using in his text of his recording of the debates in the Sefer Nitzachon, he uses the name Yeshua or Yehoshua as this proper name. So the question is, why do we refer to him as Yeshu then, or Yeshu Hanotzri, or Yashka, depending on which type of home you lived in? So there are different reasons. Most of them come from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim writes in his Peirush on Parshas Vayelech, he says, "V'Yeshu al Shem Rosh Tevos Yamach Shemo V'Zichro." He says that Yeshu is a Rosh Tevos of Yamach Shemo V'Zichro, of how we feel about this particular person. Ki b'tchila karo lo Shemo Yeshua, u'mechasun lo ha'ayin, they took away the ayin from his name. That's one explanation. He also suggests there as well, u'mashakosav l'mala Yeshu timsa shakaron la'oso ish, yavo b'gamatria v'yishu arur. And he says that's to do with the gematria of arur, that he is cursed. A third reason is given by the Maharil. You have it over here. This is in a Maharil that in all previous editions was censored, as you'll understand as why. But in the new edition from Machon Yerushalayim, in the very last piece in the Likutim, in the Minhagim of the Maharil, he writes, Amar Maharil delakach nekra oso ha'ish yeshu hanotzri. Mishum denotzer v'nivra me'isha. Kishar adzim v'lo ha'u eloha deleis patzorech. Ach anu mashibin la'umos laminim debamir notzer. He says, we tell the rest of the world that it's called Yeshu HaNotzri because he comes from the city of Notzar of Nazareth. But in reality, we're saying Yeshu HaNotzri, Yeshu who is Notzar, who is created like any other human being and is not a god. Rabbeinu Ephraim continues in his Parish in Bereishis in Parak Gimel Aleph. We don't have it here in the sheets, but also in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Vav and Yizayin Beis, he says Yeshu is the gematria of Arum. Rabbeinu Ephraim continues in Devarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Perek Pasuk Tazayin, and he heard from Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam asked the Shaila in a dream where Yeshu and his mother are found in the Torah. And the response was that Miriam Yeshu is the same gematria as Elohei Nechar Haaretz, the foreign gods of the land. And this is also recorded in the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, the famous Tshuvas of one of the Bali Atosos who had Chalomos, who had dreams, and he answered questions in Shemayim on page Chaf Aleph of the Masada of Cook edition. And then finally, one of the more famous explanations of the name Yeshu is that in the Sefer Nitzachon, we quoted before, he writes that the gematria of Yeshu is the same as Shehemesh Tachavim Lehevel Varik, the gematria of Varik, that we say in Aleinu, that was taken out at one point by the censors, and when you put back in, more recently, Varik is the gematria Yeshu, and the Kavana, when people were saying, Shehemesh Shachavim Havel Varik, was that Varik was gematria Yeshu, and is referring to this particular Avodah Zarah. So we seemingly have, early in the Bali Atosos, going back at least 1,000 years, mentions and hintings to the changing of his name, of the name, of his original name, to something along the lines of Yeshu. Now, the question is whether it is permissible to use the real name of Yeshu. Is it an issue of the Shem Elohim Acharim Lo Saskiru? So, the Urayim says that the Isser is only if it reflects an idea of being a god. And this is also the sheet of the Mordechai there in the Avodah Zarah and Tuf Tes, who explains that the Shem Elohim Acharim Lo Saskiru means that the name of this Avodah reflects its godliness. It's a word reflecting that this is a godly thing. And this is the sheet of the Avi Ezri, cited by Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Toldos Adam V'Chava, cited in the Beis Yosef here in Kufnam Zion. Based on this, comes the Hagos Maimoni, and there in Avodah Zarah in Perek Hay, in Os Gimel, this is in the uncensored Frankel edition, it will not necessarily be in an older standard edition of the Rambam, and the Hagos Maimoni says that for this reason we find in the Gemara the title Yeshu HaNotzri used, since it is not a name of Elokus. His first name, Yeshu, does not reflect in any way. It's just his name. Whether his name is Yehoshua or Yeshua or Yeshu, whatever it is, says the Ghost Maimoni, it does not reflect a name of godliness. And therefore, there is no problem whatsoever saying the name Jesus at all. Now, one might have a minhag to use it in a different way, but there's no halachic issue using the name Jesus because it doesn't reflect a name of godliness whatsoever. And this is cited by the Gra there in Shulchan Aruch, the Darkei Tshuva as well, and the Shar Mitzvah and Bahalach, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Kuf Samach.
It does reflect it if we don't use the Hebrew letters.
Why?
But just the name.
It's just the Latinized version of Yehoshua. That's all it is. The translation of the name doesn't reflect a word. They use it. They may use that about Zara.
It's not a translation. It's basically the name.
No,
it's not a translation.
That was his name.
That was his name. That was the name his mother gave him. Whatever it was. Whoever gave it to him. That was his first name. They used it in a form of Avodah Zarah. And they view it as Avodah Zarah. But in its name itself, its meaning does not mean anything that reflects the goddess. Now let's turn to the second name. The second name is going to be more problematic. But before we get to the second name, the Chavos Yair and his Hasagos note that for this reason we use the name of the planets, for example, that are also names of Avodah Zarah in mythology. Saturn is Shabbatai in Hebrew, which comes from a name of Avodah Zarah, because Saturn doesn't necessarily reflect a name of Avodah Zarah. It was a Roman god of whatever, but it's just a description of agriculture. It's not necessarily a name of any power. For this reason as well, and there is one Das Yach that I came across. It's a very, very difficult opinion, but Rav Ari Zev Ginsberg, in his Sefer that he wrote many years ago, called Divrei Chachamim, which he asked a number of the Rabbanim different questions. So he asked Rav Scheinberg, this is in the Os Kuf Dal in Yoredeya, that Rav Scheinberg said that he felt as follows. He said that it is an issue of Shem Elohim Lo Yizkar Al Picha, because it is a name of Avodah Zarah, but it seems to be against Hagos Maimon. It seems to be against the Gra. The Hagos Maimon said clearly that it's not a name of Avodah Zarah. But whatever, even on top of that, though, the minhag is to use the name Yeshu because of the feeling that the Jewish people have towards this personality. So we use the name Yeshu because it reflects a certain approach that we have. Let's turn to the second name now, which begins CH. This name we're not going to say. So it is most likely that the last name of Oso Ish is probably an Isser D'Oraisa, since it means that he is Mashiach, that it's a reflection of his godliness in this title. However, there is a tshuva from Rav Azriel Hildesheimer in Yoredeya Kufpei, and he doesn't necessarily agree. It's a very big chiddush. He says that it does not have an aspect of Adnus or Elokus, it has an aspect of Mashichus and Godbus. Being Mashiach is not the same as being God. The two things are different. Sometimes some groups confuse that. But being Mashiach is not the same thing as being God. And therefore, just because the last name connotes the idea that they feel that he was Mashiach, that he was the one who was anointed, doesn't necessarily mean. And he gives an example. The name Muhammad is a name that means that he is praiseworthy. It's a title that says that he is a very exalted person. But do we find people going around not saying his name? No, and all the time. We don't find the Jewish people, even amongst the Sephardim and Ashkenazim, do we find there was an issue of saying the name Muhammad. Nobody had an issue. Even though that name itself praises him as a great individual. That's what it means in the Arabic. So he says, from here we see that really his last name that begins CH is not a problem, because it's not talking about his godliness. It's talking about how great they feel he is. Okay, not everybody agrees to that, and certainly the minhag is not like that. The Rivos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, in his Chelek Ches, Tav Kuf Nun Vav, he has a whole discussion regarding cities and places that have saints in them. Saints, whatever. A city, St. Louis, whatever it may be. And he quotes here from Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Rav Moshe told him, Shamati Bishnas Tav Shin Yud Aleph, Dim Shayach Lihmaneim Lahazkes Rechov Azmatov. Says Rav Moshe, if you can avoid saying the streets or the city that has the title saints in it, so that would be good. He says if you can maybe change it around a little bit so you show it's not so chashuv, whatever it may be would be a good thing. But the minhag is that we are maker. We talk about great American cities all the time, and we use different descriptions of streets. They'll change the first letter, the last letter, and he has whole explanations. He gives you advice. He says, I remember that in Brooklyn, George Avenue, they would call it Avenue C, whatever. Ad hayom lo makpidim mazeh, but we're not makpid about it nowadays. So he says, when it comes to titles reflecting those other things, we're not makpid. But certainly, The second name that begins CH is probably an Issa D'Oraisa and a very big issue as well. Rav Shechter said the same thing. He said there's no Bikur Adin, there's no problem saying Yeshu's a first name. He says the minhag is to make a joke. And he said the Isser is only in the second name.
Did he really have a last name?
What? No, it's not his last name. We're just calling it his last name.
Right, right. Okay. It wasn't
Schwartz, that's for sure.
But to say Corpus Blank Texas, to say Corpus Blank Texas would be a problem?
It could. I don't know. I guess one could discuss the possible issue. In that case, you're referring to a place.
The governor of New Jersey.
So in that case, you're not referring to the person. You're referring to something else that's referring to it. So the place in Texas would probably technically be fine because you're referring to something else, not the actual Hashem of Avodah Zarah. This ties into the issue of the holiday on December 25th that some will call Xmas. But Rav Shechter said that Mikra Adin, there is no problem giving it its proper title. Because it's just a title they gave to that day. It's not Avodah Zarah. The 25th of December is not Avodah Zarah in itself. Mi'ikar Adin, says Rav Shechter, it's not a problem to use that name. But the Jewish people do have a very long minhag to either use Kratzmach or Xmas or December 25th, because there's a sense that it's just something that we don't like to talk about. It reflects a lot of negativity for the Jewish people in Jewish history. A lot of negative things happened to Jews in Europe at that time, and therefore people have an aversion to using it. There's a tshuva from Rav Yitzhak Ratzavi, who's one of the great Taimani poskim in Eretz Yisrael. There's Olas Yitzhak and Chelik Beis in I forgot which simon, but in this tshuva, the shaila is actually from, I think, it's from Professor Mark Shapiro, who wrote a question to him many, many years ago. And I don't know why Professor Shapiro asked a Yemenite rabbi about saying the names of Christian Avodah Zarah. I'm not exactly sure why. And he actually writes in the tshuva, he's like, I'm not sure why you're asking me this, because I really don't know so much about Christianity because I lived in Yemen, or I'm from Yemen. But in the end, he also feels similar to what we said, that just the second name should be a problem, the first name, it's not really a problem, and certainly the holiday itself is not really the Avodah Zarah itself. Rav Henkin has a piece in his Gilyon Kishot, in Simen Chav Vav. He also allows the first name but not the last, and he says, which then brings us now to the issue of dating based on the years of Christianity. So we know that we are in the year 2016, soon coming to an end. But we also know that 2016, in the eyes of the Christians, is dating from the birth of their God, which calls into question, is this appropriate? So we have here a machlokas haposkin. The Chassam Sofer writes here, you see in the source in the middle of the page, in the Drushos Chassam Sofer, in two places, in the Drusha of Ches Teves on page Kuf Pei Ches, and also in Chelik Beis in the Drush of Zayin Av on page Tuf Reish Chav Tes. And he says, Osam Chadashim Mikarav Hamonim, Shekosim Bereish Megilsim Minyan Leidas Mashiach Hanotshim. Those people who write and they date their documents based on the birth of the Mashiach of the Christians, Kosei V'chosim Asma She'en Lo Chelek Ve'elokei Yisrael. One who writes using this date has no Chelek in the God of the Jewish people. Whew. Okay. Oy Lehem Ki Gamul Nafsham Ra B'Toras Hashem Ma'asu V'chachma Malahem. Woe is to these people, because they are desecrating the name of Hashem. This is a very serious comment, okay? And this sentiment is repeated by his student, the Maharam Shik, in the Tshuva Senyor Adeya Simon Kufayin Aleph, where he says, B'nei Adam ha'hochim al kivros v'karim ma'shekasov sham, im kein ha'matseva ho goremas l'kam averos, v'im kein davar shigor ma'vera v'adei roi l'hashlok ha'chutza. What happened was that there was a person who made his own tombstone. He went around the Chevra Kedisha, and on his tombstone he wrote it in the language of what his vernacular was, his native language, and did not write the tombstone in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Maharam Shik was furious, and he has 100 problems why this is an issue. And on top of that, the guy dated the date of his death with the Christian year. Chutzpah, says the Maharam Shik, totally unacceptable, and not appropriate. It's an Isser D'Oraisa, because of the Shem Elohim Acharim, Los Haskir. This is the sheet of the Sabah Rav and the Divrei Yoel, the Be'er Moshe and Chelaches. We'll return to this later on as well. And many of the Ungarish poskim as well. Now, Rav Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler, in his Avnei Yashver, you don't have it over here, but he's cholik on the Maharam Shik. And he says that when the Torah tells us don't mention the name of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean not to let something become a reminder. It means literally don't mention Avodah Zarah. If I say it's the year 2016, says Rabbi Feinhandler, I'm not mentioning Avodah Zarah. I'm using a date that happens to reflect something else that is Avodah Zarah. But it's not Avodah Zarah itself. So how can you say that's the Isser D'Orais, the Torah prohibition, when I'm not actually mentioning Avodah Zarah? So he calls into question the Shita of the Ma'aram Shek. Let's go to the Mechilim. The first is the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer in the Chelet Ches, Simen Ches, says that as long as we don't say it, that in this is a reference to Christianity, and we simply give a number, it's not usher. Listen to what he says. He says in the second to last source, Lahazker b'mefora shemos chadashim shalahem, for Yosu Garua, this is by the months he thinks may be problematic, and he says, he's go to the end of the source of the Tzitz Eliezer, and he says, in b'samach l'tarecha ezrachi adaktiv ba'atzma lichto b'meforash gam atarecha ivri b'shanav v'chadash, and maybe you should also write the Hebrew one next to it, as I ba'ofen kezel lo yehadavar gam ishum g'nai ki mar b'meforash eno mazniach l'minos l'minyan b'nei Yisrael. And he says, really, if you've shown away, it's not such a big issue, and he says, certainly don't say that it is 2016 A.D., because A.D. is Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, and it's not our Lord, and therefore that would certainly be unacceptable. We say C.E., which is more P.C., that it's common era when we refer to the date, the year that we're in. And this is explained in greater detail in the Yabia Omer of Rav Avadya Yosef, in Chelek Gimel and Yoreh Dei Simintes. He says emphatically that he finds no issue using the secular date. He says that it's well known that the dating of the years that we have nowadays is certainly not the birth of Yeshu. First of all, they're off. They're off by a couple of years, and on top of it, they started with year one. Nobody's first year is year one. Your first year is year zero. But the Christians didn't want to say that their God was born in year zero, because that doesn't sound nice, so they started at year one. So the whole count is off. So certainly it's not even the year itself. That wasn't the year that he was born. And then he goes further and says, the Gemara in Sotam Zion refers to Yeshu, who was a student of Yeshua ben Parachia. And the calendar records Yeshu as having died around the year 30. But Yeshua ben Paracha lived in the second half of the second century, which is 100 years after the fact. So the whole thing is different than we have it. And he says Yeshua ben Paracha was his Rebbe. And Rav Avadya writes that the Christians pushed off the death of Yeshu in order to convey that the Beis HaMikdash was not following him. That really, he died at a different time. But they made his death before Churban HaBayis, the year 70, so it appears as, oh, look, he died, and the Jews didn't accept him, and there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So they distorted the whole historical matter. Okay, now this is not 100% if it's correct, because the Rishonim also say that there might have been two people named Yeshu living in two different times. But Rav Avadya says, even if you're going to say that it is Avodah Zarah, it's not even the right date or the right time, and the whole thing is not accurate. Now, the Ber Moshe continues, and he says that even if you say the Christians got the birth year of Yeshu wrong, it's still clear that they think that they're dating according to his assumed birth. So who cares if they got it wrong? In their mind, it's still reflecting some connection to Avodah Zarah, and therefore the use of any number is usher. Even if you don't use AD, it's clear what you're doing. You're saying it's 2016, 2016 years, recorded after whatever happened to Yeshu. It's certainly a problem. And therefore, he says, if you have to write the secular date, you should write l'misparam, or l'minyanam, according to their number. Not our number, but rather their number. In addition, he says it's proper to write the name of the month and not the number, because the number would contradict the proper Jewish numbering of the month as well. And then he says something very interesting. He says that instead of writing 2016, you should write 016 or 16, which is what many people do. They'll write it's 2/23/16. Because they won't write the full thing. And many people who are not Jewish do the same thing as well. And then he writes an amazing line, probably one of the better lines in the history of Shaul and Shulis. Listen to this. The last piece in the Ber Moshe. He says, Aval lo lichtov tachas chodesh November es mispar 11. V'chein yesh lichtov December v'lo 12 kol yotzeba. Because you want to say that our numbering of the months is correct and not theirs. That's one approach. The Chodesh Yud Beis who other, the 12th month is other, below December. Because Shekosim Hashana B'Chek, Bevada Yeh Nizar Rak Lichtov, you should write in his day 980 for 1980, or 80. Umeid Ani, and I'll tell you something about myself. Alatzmi, Shetamin Kasavti 80 or 980. I always write the end number of the date, V'Shum Chek Lo Chazar, and a check never bounced. he might amos the bank, if there was at least money in the bank, the check never bounced. But writing the date never affected whether the check works or not. A fantastic line. Now, there are many people, as Rav Avadya Yosef points out, even the Chassam Sofer himself used secular dates. The Tshuvas HaRama in Siman Nun Aleph writes that a Cheirim was written on Aleph of Tafkif Mem Vav, 1546 of December. So the Rama himself used the secular dating. The Shach wrote a letter to a philosopher, which was dated on February 1660. The Chassam Sofer himself, in the Tshuvas and Eben Ezer, and Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Gimel, accepts testimony for an Aguna. One person says the husband was killed October 10th, 1809. The other person said the husband was killed October 9th, 1810. The Chassam Sofer is using Christian dates all over the Tshuvas. Even the Chassam Sofer used the English dates, and even more so, in his drushos, he uses the secular date. In the drush in honor of the 60th birthday of the Kaiser, he writes about the dating, the date when he was born. So how can we understand the Isra in light of what the Chassam Sofer did? So maybe the Chassam Sofer was only doing this because he was writing about the Kaiser and he was trying to make a point about his birthday. So there are different approaches. Now, the Poskim talk about writing L'minyanam and L'misparam. Rav Avadya and Rabbi Omer says it's preferable to write January instead of the number. Tzitzel Yehuda says it's preferable to write the number and not the date. Whatever it is, the minhag certainly is that we do reference the secular year in some way. Probably, if one could, the best thing to do is just to use the last two digits when dating and signing documents, because it works in any court, and it works for any legal system to write the last two digits, and it's safe, and it gets you makes it clear that we're not ascribing to the entire year when talking about what you're in. So just a quick review. We are in a season in which there are many, many different types of discussions regarding season's greetings and things like that that are around us. So when it comes to the first name, Yekar Adin, there is no problem using it, but the minhag is to use Yeshu or Yashka. When it comes to the second name, it is probably Nisa D'Oraisa, and it should not be used. And when it comes to the holiday of Xmas, December 25th, Yekar Adin, there really is no problem using it because it's not the Avodah Zarah itself. But again, there are many minhagim of the Jewish people have kept for centuries to not use that name. And when it comes to dates as well, probably Mikra Adin, as Rav Avadya says, it's not a problem to use the full year in which we are talking about in the secular calendar. But again, it certainly is a proper minhag to try to use just the last two dates when signing documents and not to give a full kavod to this secular date.